Hey, Jane, Chuck Claus again. I just wanted to give you the heads up that I did speak to, I just sent you an email actually on that, but I did talk to Jeff. He's the property manager, Jeff Dill, and he agrees that that language is not doesn't apply here. It's basically boilerplate language that they use with contractors who are working on the building under some form of a contract. That's not the situation here. Here, the buyer, which is your client here, Mr. Gephardt, has purchased an item in a spray booth here that's being removed from the facility. So, and that's not under a contract with the landlord. So anyway, the landlord, the building is still occupied. The tenant is still there. I'm the auctioneer working as an agent for the auctioneer. I'm sorry, for the seller, which is the tenant, and the landlord also has insurance from the tenant as well. So anyway, but this is additional insurance because the rigger who's bringing down the spray booth is acting as an agent for Mr. Gephardt or his company. All right, so there you go. Call me if you have any questions. I recommend that you prepare that in a draft form. Circulate it to Mr. Dill and Mr. Caples for their review. I'm sure it'll be fine. And you can just ignore that exclusion per the contract and for a copy of the contract. If you have any questions, give me a call, 949-922-1211, or you and I can get on a joint conference call with Mr. Dill if we need to, if you've got any further questions or something that needs to be resolved before you get that draft out. Let me know. It is time sensitive. We want to get these guys going as quick as possible. So please call me if you have any questions or any help whatsoever. Thank you very much, Jane. We appreciate it. Bye-bye.